Well, it was 199.74 taxable acres with 191 tillable. So it was a real high percentage tillable. It was just one of them farms that just happened to be in the right location between about three or four or five big operators. You know, the location was probably the key factor in why it brought so much. We had four active bidders. I didn't sign anybody up. This is, we like to keep our offices really, really simple. We probably had about 100 people, you know, that came to watch, four active bidders.
And then just in terms of the farm that was for sale, had it been in one family for a long time? Can you kind of give us the history of it?
Yes, it was in the family for a long time. And typically what we see, these farms come up for sale only when the owners pass. And there's, in this case, there was no kids involved. So, you know, it was an end of an era. Mr. Hush had owned that farm for a long, long time, as long as I can remember.
So was the buyer then basically kind of a contiguous landowner then?
All four bidders were within like 3 miles.
So then just tell us, you know, with we see, you know, the energy in the commodity market now, you know, interest rates are still pretty good. I mean, are you, can you just talk about the market where you're at in Iowa in terms of farmland? Apparently you're seeing some strong numbers.
Yes. And you know, it's because of a combination of things, the grain markets, of course, and the low interest rates and the availability, you know, these farms, I say, typically only come up once per lifetime. And that's another thing that fuels the market, you know, just the lack of it.